Hi, I'm Paul Mack, welcoming you back to the Movie Line's fall season premiere. We've got a lot of show for you, so let's move on for another week of film listed fun.
That's just to remind you, scumball, you will respect Johnny.
They're romantic.
Something's sticking in my side. Why don't you take off your gun?
I did.
Oh.
They're gophers.
I can see that, fool. I ain't blind.
Yes, it's the continuing adventures of the Gopher Twins, the first and only cartoon soap opera, and it's coming to you this August on the Movie Line. All the excitement, all the romance, all the fun on 818-761-3330 in North Hollywood. You'll meet Grover and Gunther Gopher, Rufus Rat, Malignant Mole, Alexandria LaRue, Punk Skunk, Valley Squirrel, and everybody's favorite, Johnny. That's the continuing adventures of the Gopher Twins, a Telefun production, weekends on the Movie Line at 818-761-3330, a Paul Mack presentation. The continuing adventures of the Gopher Twins, coming soon to a telephone near you.
Wonderful. I'm loving every other moment of it. Hey, welcome back to Paul Mack Presents for the week of September 23rd through the 27th, that's right, of 1984. Hey, I loved my vacation, and gee, it feels so good to be talking again. You know, I don't get a chance to talk. They keep me locked up in the closet in between shows. But hey, it's great to be out and get some fresh air out here. I mean, it's marvelous. Anyway, I recuperated, like I said, from my vacation. However, I know a couple of characters that didn't. I mean, we're talking Apula Bratawala, who has been, and Dave from Burbank. Those guys are loafing on me, buddy. Let me tell you that. They can't even come down here and do this show. I can't figure it out. I get through 75 shows, right? I'm doing fine. I'm scamming. I'm rolling. I'm kickback. And these guys can't even last through one special, let alone 75 tapes. Yeah, Apula Bratawala came over the other day. He's my next-door neighbor, you know, and he came over and he said, "Mr. Mack, I would like, please, I see hot pad. I would like to see hot pad." And I go, "Oh, you like my house? Thanks a lot." And he goes, "No, hot pad for my face. Your Movie Line special killed my face." Thank you very much. Anyway, the guy's bum. He's a bum, what can I say? And he's loafing off my goods. Anyway, we're going to get back into this. It's been a while since I've done it, but I'm sure going to try to provide you with whatever it is I can.
We'll be right back after this message.
To live the wild life, you need the right attitude.
I find it hard to believe that you're 28 and still in high school. It's casual.
And a thorough knowledge of women.
Eileen, I want you to marry me.
Absolutely not.
It's casual.
When you're ready to say goodbye to the mild life, you're ready for the wild life.
Oh, yeah!
From the creators of Fast Times at Ridgemont High comes something even faster. The Wild Life.
It's casual.
From Universal Pictures. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents.
Well, Cliff, have you seen any movies?
Yeah, I saw Purple Rain.
Purple Rain! Tell us about it, buddy.
Purple Rain? I thought the cinematography sucked, but I thought the music was incredible.
If you like, the kind of stuff that go boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, that's it. I did not like the music.
Wait, now Cliff, come up here and talk to me.
I did not like the music. Sorry, see, this guy hated it. I have to say, when it got to the part of the film where they actually did this piece of music called Purple Rain, that I definitely was on the verge of tears.
Because it was that bad?
No. It's actually, it was just kind
emotional.
Of, maybe it was because it was such a sucky movie to have actually
in other words, the movie sucked.
Part. In the movie. Yeah. It was so moving. I was on the verge of tears. It was like something nice, something actually...
Oh, it's like,
work
thank God it, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's great. Well, Cliff, thanks for speaking with us, and don't you love speakerphones? I use them all the time.
Wonderful. Well, Mr. Mac, this is Mr. Fun over here in beautiful Chatsworth, and this is getting really confusing. You know, I had to call Telefun to hear Nobody Home this weekend, and in order to hear Telefun, I had to call the movie line, and in order to hear the movie line, I had to call Observatory. So, I mean, this is just really getting me confusing. But I got to tell you, Paul, The Adventures of the Gopher Twins over in North Hollywood has got to be the best thing to happen to your line since the death of your dough quarter. But let's hope maybe it stays down a little bit longer and the Gophers will keep running there. No, seriously, Paul, the output quality is far superior to the output quality on my little... The little hamster that, you know, spins the wheel around, makes the tape. But anyway, the quality out there sounds real good. I'm enjoying hearing the Gopher Twins again. But then, what can I say? I am prejudiced. So, anyway, and we'll be looking forward to more movie line nonsense. I'm hoping to get my movie line fix sometime tonight, but I don't know. If I don't hear movie line by tonight, I'd probably start going into convulsions or something like that. So, Paul, thanks for the two new numbers, and I got to tell you, the 906 3000 number out here in the West Valley is really going to cut a chunk off of my phone bill so I can spend more money calling the Gophers on weekends. And we'll talk at you later, and if you haven't heard the Gophers yet and you want to hear what's happening now, like flipping to the end of a page, don't forget to call Telefun 882-9524 out here in Chatsworth, and you can hear the Gopher Twins Tuesday through Friday. Or you can hear Caller Collage and participate in comments Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. That's every week. All kinds of nonsense. Mr. Mac, Mr. Skunk, we'll talk at you later. This is Mr. Fun. Thank you. Bye.
And dear Paul, I've been leaving comments on your line almost every week, and you have not played it. So I wonder why. I'm not going to leave any review. You seem not to play it, but I wonder why. You know, I thought you were my friend, and you haven't left my any comment I make. You haven't played any of them. And I don't know. You play everyone that leaves their comments, but you don't play mine on a wall, and I wonder what the reason is. Well, you're probably not going to even play this one, but I'd like you to explain the reason if you're mad at me or something. Okay, this is a Bob 213 Pauser. Presidential campaigner going.
Oh, Mr. Fun, thank you very much, for speaking about the Gopher Twins there. And it's stuff. It's great. Pardon? What?
Notebook.
What was that?
Bob.
Oh, we're not...
213.
Oh, the 213, the guy, the positive.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Bob, 213. Right. Okay, I'm following you, buddy. Yeah, you're intelligent. All I want to say is, oh, yeah.
Hurry!
No. Don't feel bad, gang, if I don't play your comments. All I want to say is that, you know, it's not my fault. You know, there might be several reasons. Now, I can't guarantee that every comment that everybody leaves on the line here will be played because, first of all, things become very dated very fast on this line. And, for instance, Bob, there might have been an instance when you left a review of a film that was, maybe current at the time you left it, but maybe I didn't get around to using your comment on one tape because there wasn't enough room. So the next week, I got around to your comment, and the film was really old and outdated and not, really playing around too much. So that could have been the major reason right there. No, actually, I have nothing against you. I like to put something in front of you so I can't see it. Oh, Bob, we're buddies. What can I say? Hey, I love it. But don't forget, gang, remember, if you have a film review that you want to talk about, be sure and phone it in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 761-0333.
Well, hello, Movie Line callers. This is John from La Habra, and I'm calling in to leave a review about the movie Cloak and Dagger with Dabney Coleman and Henry Thomas. Okay? All right. take two, Paul. It fucked up, damn it. Well, hello, Paul and Movie Line callers. This is John from La Habra, and I'm calling in a review about the movie Cloak and Dagger. Shit. I'm looking at a picture of Lindsay Wagner and I Dagner. Shit. Paul, I'll call back. Fuck.
Hi, this is Brian, West Hollywood. Purple Rain, definitely the most talkative, exclusive film of its day. And that movie is definitely going to be around for quite a while. Prince has some definite aspects. And just watch this man. They say he's likened to a young Marlon Brando, and I definitely see why. So definitely for all you Prince fans out there, and Prince fans, if you're not a Prince fan, check out this movie. It's definitely up there. It's a 10+, definitely. Later on.
Well, hello, Paul from Movie Line Callers. This is John from La Habra, and I'm calling in my personal review on the movie Cloak and Dagger.
Get that picture of her out of here.
Sorry about that, Paul. I've got a thing for Lindsay Wagner.
Now, really, must we be immature on my line?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, since you put it that way, I...
And now, the future adventures of Nick Danger, America's only detective, brought to you by your local Chevrolet bottler. This week, Nick walks into the adventure of the missing shoe.
I was slouching in my dingy office/apartment waiting for my heart to start beating that day. And the two eggs I had boiling on my hot plate stared at me like two eggs. I knew how they felt. Hard boiled. I poured myself an eye opener, a shot of Old Crow in an eye cup, and tossed it back. My eye. I leaned back in my swivel chair and propped my dogs up on my empty desk. Just a second. Where was my left shoe?
So you've noticed.
Who is this?
Who's this?
They call me Danger.
Oh, sorry. Wrong number.
What?
We'll be back to Nick Danger after this.
Today, Nick Danger is brought to you by all the fine folks down at Poon's Farm Sausage Center. Yes, Poon's Farm Sausage, cut from real Belgian waffle-fed Poon's Farm porkers. It's a bland continental blend of Old Spice meat and today's shredded newspapers. From pork to nuts, it's gotta be Poon's Farm.
And now, back to the future adventures of Nick Danger.
Like any dick, I traced the call. I started at the logical point, the phone. The wire led from it to a tiny hole in my office wall, and outside to a big pole, and then stretched to another pole, and then another, and then another, another, and another, right through the plate glass window of the phone company.
Hello, sir. Can I help you? I'm your service representative, Nancy.
What a tomato.
What?
Perhaps you can tell me where this phone cord leads to.
Which one?
This thin black one.
Hey, who pulled the phone off my desk?
It's a wild man with one shoe, Mr. Acme.
Oh, come in, Mr. Danger.
Okay.
I've been waiting for you. The Firesign Theater's Nick Danger will be back tomorrow when the script says footsteps. Door opens. Two shots.
Well, hello, Paul and Movie Line callers. This is John from La Habra, and I'm calling in leaving my personal movie review about Cloak and Dagger, starring Dabney Coleman, Christina Nigra, and my old buddy, Henry Thomas. I like the movie. I don't think it would appeal to the older crowd. It's more geared to the younger crowd, maybe between the ages of 7 and 12, because it's about this kid who has this fantasy character of his, you know, and stuff like that. It's kind of hard to explain. This is not much of a review. Paul, can this one. This is fucked. I'm unprepared. Can it? I'm sorry.
Steve Martin and Lily Tomlin never shared the same opinions.
I'm going to come back from the dead.
What makes you think you can do that?
Because I'm rich.
Oh.
But due to a cosmic error, her soul has entered his body.
I'm the right side, and you're the left.
Now they share the same body.
We obviously have mutual control over our body.
Our body. It's my body.
The same love life.
And then when I caught water, she died today.
You did it with a dead woman? Lord, you are sick.
And they're doing everything together.
I can't go in there. That's the men's room. Just shut up and do as I say.
Steve Martin and Lily Tomlin in All of Me.
Well, I don't see why you're getting so upset about all this.
Because I want my body back.
The comedy that proves that one's a crowd. All of Me from Universal Pictures. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Now at select theaters. Check newspapers for locations and showtimes.
All of Me, a Carl Reiner film. This film is definitely worth seeing. If you're a Steve Martin fan or even appreciate Lily Tomlin, I think it's the best work they've done so far on film. It's definitely loads of fun and piles of brilliance. I haven't been really impressed with any of Martin's films since The Jerk, which was his first film and probably his best film, because at the time that was released, that's when Steve Martin was in his prime. That's when he was most popular, and that's when he had more fans, and everybody went to see The Jerk because, well, it was Steve Martin, and he was doing all the things in the film that he was had a reputation for at the time. And, you know, after that film, he did another film, and he did all those same things again, and he didn't really do anything different until this one came along. All of Me, and it really gives him a chance to show another side of his comedic abilities as far as manipulating himself. I mean, I just thought it was hilarious. You gotta go see it. Steve Martin's best film, and Lily Tomlin does a fine job together. As a team, they work very fine, very well together, and you can go check it out in Hollywood at Pacific Cinerama Dome. Number for information is 466-3401, or in North Hollywood at the UA Movie 6. Number for information in the 818 area code is 766-4317, or in Sherman Oaks at the General Cinema Theater Corporation at 986-9660 in the 818 area code.
Gorgeous George calling in, giving you a review of red shoes, black shoes and red shoes and blue shoes, all shoes in Technicolor, lousy picture.
Yeah, this is Mark, the movie man, and I just got back from Australia, and there's a movie, American movie, playing down there. It's not coming out here until Christmas. It's called Supergirl, something like Superman. It was a pretty good movie, and I don't think it will ever compare to the three Superman movies that we saw in the last 5 years, but, I hope that this Supergirl will be pretty popular, because it wasn't that bad, you know, and, it's got a fairly new actress in it, and she's kind of cute, and, you know, and it's got some of the other people from Superman movies. Well, this has been Mark the Movie Man, and I guess I'll talk to you guys later.
Hi, this is John Revolton calling the Paul Mack Movie Line. I just had a call because, like, me and Paul went to two different high schools together. But I want to tell you, I went to this new movie the other week I want to tell you about, starring Lonnie Anderson. It's a horror movie. You got to see it. It's called The Hunchfront of Notre Dame.
What's symmetrical digits?
Well, you see, there's this movie I went to the other day, I thought I would tell you about. You see, this guy, he's driving his car, you see, And while this girl comes walking by, and well, she looks at him, and he feels like this is well, like it's love, you see. And he would.
Hey, pal, you don't have to turn it into a lecture.
I'm gonna go then.
Celebrity voice impersonated.
Okay. Is it time to talk? Okay. I'm calling because, my name's Derek, and I went to this movie that is a total ripoff, so please don't go to it if you can't. It's Where the Boys Are. I went to it, and you know what? They were all at the beach with some girls. It's a ripoff.
Yes. I'll just go over and stand behind him and tell him what a great country this is.
Hi, Paul. I just saw this great movie called Dreamscape, and it's not for everybody, though. Those who get scared easily, this might freak you out at one part, but it's really interesting. It's one of the most interesting and realistic stories I've ever seen, and it covers, you know, a really neat subject. So all of you, I really strongly advise you to go see Dreamscape. It's really worth your $5.
Hello, Paul, and all you movie line callers. This is Bob69 sending you greetings from England. Yes, believe it or not, I'm calling from England. You guys are really lucky to have one of these shows, you know. Maybe Paul Presents will expand to England sometime. Anyway, until then, have a big one. I'll see you all. Bye.
Hi, Paul, it's Mrs. Fineman, and I know this isn't really like a comment line, but I'd like to say to Mr. Fenn, you really are impressed with yourself, aren't you? That spiel that you made obviously came from a prepared speech, but I bet you said 7 times before you said it on here. Look, okay, if you didn't like Dan Aykroyd, you knew before you saw the movie you didn't like him, okay? And it's your own fault for expecting too much out of the movie if you'd just gone and seen it and taken it for what it was worth. Instead of building it up in your own head, you would have had a good time like the rest of America. So it's your own fault, and I have no sympathy for you. And that's really what I have to say, because I hate people who don't like Ghostbusters. Well, okay, I don't hate people who don't like Ghostbusters. I just don't like the people who went out there expecting Saturday Night Live, okay? If they want to see Saturday Night Live, then you can just switch on Channel 5 at 11 o'clock on the weekdays, okay? And Eddie Murphy will never be Dan Aykroyd or Bill Murray, okay? And that's all I have to say.
You've reached 765-6000. And now, with the silence of the 80s, this is Feedback.
My reputation was ruined years ago.
Nothing could have prepared the senior class at Calumet High for what was about to happen.
I'm Archibald!
It is World War III down there.
Get down!
And no one could have taught them what they had to learn in the days to come.
I've never shot anyone before.
Fire!
The enemy is in for their toughest fight.
Wolverines!
Red Dawn from MGM UA. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Okay, next week is Red Dawn Week, that's right. No, we're not going to war. However, we are going to have a very special guest over here in the studio, Mr. Brad Savage, and we're going to see about getting him down here. I'm not quite sure. It all depends really how much input we get from you guys. But if anyone out there has seen Red Dawn and would like to ask some questions or are wondering about some of the inside scoops about the film, so to speak, then ask Mr. Brad Savage. Please direct your questions to Mr. Savage on the input line at 7610333. Brad played Danny, the youngest member of Kids that fought in Red Dawn, and I'm sure you'll know who I'm talking about and who he is if you've seen the film. So remember to direct your questions and have something prepared and ask Mr. Brad Savage, and he will answer your question next week on the movie line. Thanks.
We're gonna try it again this time, and this time if I fuck up, I'm going to be really pissed off at myself because I've never been this tongue-twisted before. Anyway, here goes nothing. Well, hello, Paul and Movie Line callers. This is John from La Habra, and I'm going to leave my review since you're so desperate for movie reviews, and I'm really not a very good movie reviewer, but hey, here goes nothing. This review is about the movie Cloak and Dagger, starring Dabney Coleman, Christina Nigra, and my old buddy, Henry Thomas. I liked the movie. It was kind of cute. It's a movie that may be worth seeing a second time. It's geared toward the younger crowd. I'm saying maybe ages, so 7 to 12 or whatever like that. It's about this kid who doesn't really get that much attention from his father. And so he creates this fantasy character of his, Jack Flack, his superhero, the image of his father. You know, it's an imaginary character of his and this and that, and they go off all these little adventures and stuff. Well, it was an adventure, and it was just kind of neat. I like the movie. I got a kick out of it. The acting on everyone's part was very good. Especially Henry. Henry, if you're listening, you did a good job. Anyway, I know that's not much of a review, and I know it really doesn't tell you all that much about the movie, but hey, you can't look a gift horse in the mouth, right? Or can you? Anyway, this is Jonathan LaHabra, and reminding you, if you want to call my line, no, you don't want to call my line, but if you do, it's area code 714-680.
Well, that's about gonna do it this week on Paul Mac Presents. I want to thank you all for calling. Oh yes, and by the way, when dialing from the 714 area code, don't forget to call the Orange County Connection at 680-0894 Piles of Brilliance. And don't forget to phone in this Friday and Saturday to hear the continuing adventures of the Gopher Twins, featuring Episode 4, The Great Escape. Next week on the movie line, Mr. Brad Savage, so leave your comments on 761-0333. And when dialing from the West Valley, call 906-3000. Special thanks this week go out to E.G., the radio technician, for reviving the dough quarter, and Ron from Van Nuys for designing the newly installed Camix output device. Bye-bye.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Jimmy, this is Daryl. Sorry, I called a little bit late. I have to go. Bye. Call me back. Well, shoot, sorry. Well,